Hello, dear listeners. You're listening to Mushtra FM 89.6. I'm Nata, and today with me in the studio is Samantha.
Hello, hello.
And Carmen.
Hello, girls.
How do you feel?
Amazing. We're inspired by our today topic.
Yeah, I think that we are very excited. We want to start right now.
And the topic of today is Erasmus++. Do you know what it is?
Erasmus, I know, but plus, what does it mean?
Well, Erasmus Plus is the official name of this frame where youth exchanges study for one semester in a different university, and also not maybe ESC, but I will include ESC here. So this is a frame of this youth mobility. But Erasmus Plus is the situation when this opportunity gives you not only what it was supposed to give you, so not only studying at some university, not only enjoying the topic of youth exchange, but also some romance and some flame. I think actually that's one of the aims of student mobility and youth mobility, is to mix our blood and to...
Oh my God, not... Very interesting phrase, to mix the blood. Yeah, but I agree. It can be, you know, sometimes with some surprise and romances. And why not? If you there is can be, maybe you can fall in love with somebody during this exchange.
Sure.
Yes, of course, because you meet people from different nationality. Normally, during 7 days, everything is so intensive. And it's normal that you can meet people very interesting, and for sure you want to know more about them. In every sense.
Yes, I agree. Always these youth opportunities are so full of everything that it's difficult not to get more.
And do you know, girl, that I was a count in Mustarhas? We were hosting of 6 youth exchange this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, so a lot.
How many people it is?
I think 20, 25, let's say, for each 25. So
it's
6, 150. It's 150 people. Oh my God, when you almost 150 people.
It is enough to fall in love with one.
Or several.
And for us, it's more difficult because we saw all of them.
Yes.
Between them, they meet only in one of chain, but we... know all of the chain.
And we just get used to this rhythm of youth exchanges all the time.
Are you sure that you want to start with youth exchanges, the spiciest part? Because we can also discuss how it is to maybe fall in love or be in relationships during your term in university, in different university, or ESC. Because I was thinking that, okay, you go for ESC for 1 year and sometimes even less, if it's a short term, and if you get romance there, in the end, you need to finish it.
Yes, you need to finish it. Because I think when you are fall in love or starting relationships in this project, like for 1 year, you need to get ready to say goodbye in the end, maybe. It can be with continuance. It depends of your countries, of your future plans, etc. I think there's two types that can be, as in every relationships. You can create your future together. For example, you can live then together or visit each other and have relationships on distance. But some people, they're living only for the moment and they prefer just to have this beautiful romance and then to go further. But maybe they think like this only during the project and they don't know how they will feel after the project.
Oh my God, you're just telling what I feel. So are you ready to start with exact stories? Because we can say in general, but I want to see examples. Give me examples.
At first, I would like to ask about the on-arrival training, because before the youth exchange, we were in on-arrival training, and maybe there also happened things. I am not sure. You know, Samantha?
I think yes, one of our colleagues.
Ah, it's true. Yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah, there was like, not from the first days, but we could feel the intention between them because they were, we had, I remember, cultural night and they were just only two of them talking to each other. But it was very beautiful story, I think, because I saw how they enjoyed.
Was one of our colleagues with
a girl? from Germany?
Yes, yeah, yes, I think so.
And also there were some couples also during on-arrival training. One couple, I think.
Wow, your on-arrival was spicier than ours. But did you meet the same people who were in couples on your midterm? Or no, they disappeared?
One couple broke up.
Yeah, but it's true that in our midterm, I think that most or less the half of the people that we meet in the arrival training, they cancel the project or they finish
the
project.
Yeah, because they have shorter term or...
We didn't see again in the midterm. So we don't know too much about their life. And Nata, what about you? Because you made another different on-arrival training.
Yes, I would say our on-arrival and midterm were a bit calmer. Yes, almost everyone was on the second one, so we were a really close knit team. But as for romances, well, I don't think so. I know on the second training on midterm, I know that one guy who had a girlfriend and it was not open relationships, he went to the room of another girl and he did to her massage. So she was asking all the time, like, what are you doing? Because you have a girlfriend and you said that it's not open relationship. And then she was telling the story to me and to, I don't know, maybe some her close friends, because it's really a bit stupid. But I think like this 1 week trainings and exchanges, they give you freedom of what you are doing because it will finish. And so,
yes, but I don't know.
I am not sure, but I believe that after all this chain of all this experience, the couple start to think more in the open relationship.
Yes.
Sure, 100%.
Yeah, I think so. It's like to go to such exchanges and... Okay, training... I can say training was good. I mean, there were nothing like special. It was more about friendship, being together. For me, training was about it. There were no dirty stuff at all. But youth exchanges, I can say, if you're in couple, it's better not to go to youth exchanges.
Well,
No, you can.
No, everyone.
Yeah, of course, if you can control yourself, of course. But I mean, I think the vibes in youth exchange is too... I don't know.
Free too.
Yeah. And this is why for me sometimes, especially when I was in relationships, for me it didn't work. I didn't enjoy youth exchanges as maybe I could, because for me I didn't want any romantic stuff in youth exchange because I had a boyfriend. This is why. Sometimes it's more about friendship, but I can say about youth exchanges, some youth exchanges were more about the topic and just being together, but some was just focused on finding somebody. For me, it was terrifying. I don't like it. Sorry, yes. And just, I think when you just go to youth exchange to find someone, it's also not so good. Okay, it's my personal opinion. I mean, it should be more about being together and to enjoy company of each other, etc.
And maybe working on the topic after all.
Yeah. Working on the topic. But when, for example, there is a topic religion, but there is so dirty stuff during the... Okay, sorry.
No, you are right. But before,
yeah, I mean, you understand.
Before to change the topic, I have to confess that in my on arrival training, I fall in love with the facilitator, with the girl that was a facilitator.
Yeah, really?
Yes, I am not going to say the name, but it's true. It was very nice. Like a crush.
Yeah, crush. Okay.
We're not closing the topic of youth exchanges, no. Because I think on democracy and religion youth exchanges, we worked on the topic at least a bit. But girls, do you remember the topic of December youth exchange?
Yes, sustainability and eco, like responsibility.
Yeah, like environment. But I don't remember anything connected to the topic because
I
this
remember.
Youth exchange, it was like 50% Spanish and it was 100% crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yes. Yes. But it was my favorite youth exchange.
Too much party. The people
but parties
like
were too much. Yeah.
Yeah, too much, too much. And I have to say that different nights, because we have to explain that the Musar has to be part of the youth exchange, but don't sleep in the hotel with the other participants because we have our different flats here in Nirechasa, so we don't need another accommodation. But what happened in the hotel with the participant? Because in this case, in this youth exchange was the four that we received, different nights a lot of people, like 10, sleep together in the same room.
Bed, yes. Even in some bed, I remember.
Put together their bed and go to sleep. We don't know.
We don't know. Vistarhas was out of this party facility. And every time they say, yeah, go to this room, etc. And then you're just curious what happened there.
We have video and photo.
Oh, my God.
That they were very close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this youth exchange was very close.
Yes, I think the craziest one in December. January one was also a bit spicy. I know that in the end of their parties, they were really discussing the topic, democracy. They were inside the topic. So one of the guys was imagining himself dictator or something. So they were closer to the topic. But December exchange, they didn't speak about environment at all.
No.
So, do you think we can go to exact stories? Because I have a story to tell.
Tell us.
Yes.
So, about December Youth Exchange. It never happened to me before, like this kind of short relationships, like 1 week during Youth Exchange. Yes, but I can say that I experienced it on my skin. So, now I can tell and I can think of this. So, yeah, you just meet some person in the beginning of Youth Exchange. He was basically the first one I saw. He was standing on the traffic light, it was red, and I was coming probably by foot, I don't remember. He was with the other Spanish guys, and I remember that he was blondie, and I saw his blondie hair from really far. Then I opened the door and I let them all in, and that was basically our first meet. Then I decided that why I'm always so shy to go for boys, and I just went to him and we discussed something. Yeah, and then we just started to talk really, really much. So it would be a story for a few months, but in youth exchange, everything is so intense that everything which could happen in a few months happened in 1 week.
Yes.
I remember we could have a date in the evening of one day before dinner, and then next morning we are going somewhere again. So like 3 dates in 2 days it happened because so many activities and so many free time.
Yeah, just to find time to be together.
Wow, Nada. I didn't know exactly. I could imagine something, but I didn't expect that happen. And I would like to know what is the relationship that you have with this boy, Reina?
Oh my God, everyone is asking about now, but as Samantha mentioned, it was something like you're living in the moment. So it finished, last day it finished, and now we're just like friends sometimes asking, how are you doing, what's happening in your life? So it finished really like that.
But did you like prepare yourself from the beginning that it's only for a moment? Sometimes we can't control it and we give we crash all the borders of our feelings, and we then it can be hard. But if you're preparing from the beginning that it's only for the project, or maybe you had or he had the thoughts to continue somehow, maybe just interesting.
Well, I had the idea that it is only for this week. And he also, we didn't discuss, but then we like discussed it briefly and we realized that we both see it like this. But still, like, it was my first experience like this. So I was like, with my mind, I understood that I'm okay, that it's finishing. But still, it was not my habit before. So it was difficult sometime to change. And after this, so 1 month and a half passed, and during this 1 month and a half, I had difficult moments, yes, for sure. Sad moments and some problems, but I was prepared. So even if I was prepared from the beginning, still I had some sad moments, so I don't know.
Do you think that in this kind of experience, the connection that it can create are more related with physical things or even idealization of the person?
Sure.
Okay, I didn't have like relationships on youth exchanges, but some time ago, years ago, I had summer camps. I think it's a little bit connected. And first, it can be physical because you see each other, you're attracted, but then it depends on both people. For example, I had some kind of continuing with one guy for 1 year after summer camp, and we traveled to each other and we were texting every day. We had calls like several times in a week and we were very close. I mean, even it was like summer camp romance and like this project romance, but I think it can continue. It depends how you see each other. Sometimes we agree that nothing will go on But it won't go, went further, because sometimes you can't control because you're still very close, I mean.
Okay. Yes. Also, I think that in this kind of projects, sometimes we don't have the enough time to be more close to the other. Because I notice and I feel it that maybe the people need more time to connect, or maybe they want to talk more, or they want to be more close, but they are also shy, or they have insecurity, fears. It made me sad sometimes when the experience finished so early, and you can see how if then can have more time, probably here we will talking about more relationship for sure.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Carmen, because yeah, it's really short and then you just go to different sides of the world. But I think that, for example, I can only judge from my case, right? So it was not 100% physical only. No, we found some similarities in our personality, and even when we were walking, we walked with the same legs, so right, left, always. I don't know how it happened, but so we just perfect timing. So everything was same for us. But it's true that time was not enough. For example, what I really regret is that I didn't have enough time to find out his personal drawbacks. So I only knew his good sides, and I didn't know what is bad about him.
Because you didn't have time for it.
Yes. Yeah. So after he went, he just disappeared from my life. And I was like, was he perfect? I understand that, of course, no, but I cannot prove it to myself. And in the moments when I'm sad, there is nothing I can tell myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Because during 7 days, when the objective is to have fun, to learn, to talk with new people, normally, not only the younger, but I mean, in this kind of experience, the participants usually are younger. So the people only can show the good things.
Yeah, because they are living the moment, and also atmosphere is very funny, very partying, and they're just excited about it, and you don't have time to get known. This is also about summer romances, etc. It's almost the same.
Yes, yes, yes. You don't need to provide your living. You don't need to cook or clean. You just enjoy.
And this is why you don't, as you have said, this time to get known. And when person is leaving, he's leaving after him only like ideal image of him.
Yes.
And when you try to find out some bad sides, as you have said, there is nothing, but for sure there's something, but you can't prove it to yourself, and it can upgrade your sadness that you had this time and you don't have this time anymore.
Yes, yes. You say it like you had similar experience.
Yes.
But in summer camps.
Yeah, in summer camps, all the time when I was in summer camps, I had romances. And every time we didn't have anything bad, because it just was perfect from the first day. And I also, like you, I felt all the time it's from the first day with whom I wanted to be during these experiences. And for example, very bad stuff that I saw in summer camps or these exchanges. There can be, person can start with one person, then to go to another person, and then another person can suffer, and then he can go to third person because there's no obligatories. In our summer camps we also had it, but I was lucky in this case with whom I was, we just liked each other from the first day, and we were the whole time, like the whole summer camp, and we didn't have the Santa Barbara that, I don't know, I kissed another guy or he kissed another girl. We didn't have it, fortunately, but I saw some kind of together. Of course, it's not together, not in relationships, but they behave like together, and then, because there's no obligatory, he's kissing in the same party to another girl, and you know, we are living for 2 weeks together, and everybody's discussing it, and she's feeling bad to see them together after that, and it's very hard, because you can't escape from these exchanges. You need just to face the reality what is going on, and it can be very harmful for the people, because some people can think about it, okay, I live with the moment, I don't care, but another person can feel in another way and you can hurt him. Actually, I had some of the experiences maybe when I hurted the person, but I didn't want to really, because in one youth exchange there was a guy, and we, like, it came out, so it was the story that I would think that one guy liked me, and he was okay, like, he was nice, and we started to talk, but we didn't kiss, nothing. And in the same day, we played the game, And it came out through the game that another guy liked me, but I didn't know about it. And then on the next day, this guy went to me to talk, and he said that he liked me from the first sight. And I felt very, how to say, it was very romantic, but at the same time, I felt what I need to do. But I didn't really like anyone very much, you know. And he invited me to the date, and I was like, okay. And I went to the date, but we didn't kiss on the date, nothing. But after that, after the date, he said, like, maybe we can date, like, have the relationships, but I didn't know the person at all. And then I tried to explain that I'm not searching for relationships this time, and I felt very awkward, and we were in the same youth exchange. He looked sad. I felt very bad, like guilty with that. Even I didn't do nothing with other guys. It's like at all. And truly, I felt very bad in this youth exchange because of this Santa Barbara that you even don't want to be in. And just, it was hard because you can't escape. For example, you went to the date with a guy, you explained the situation, you don't see each other anymore. But here, you're in the same youth exchange and you can do anything with that. And you feel very, at least for me, for some people it will be okay. I felt very guilty, but then it came out some other details that when he said to me, it was after the youth exchange already, and he said to me, yeah, I fall in love with you, and you know, I felt very like guilty because of it. But then it came out that he slept with another girl on the first day. So I was like, so you saying to me that you fall in love, and I'm very, like, you know, pressured with that. But then it came out that he slept with another girl on the first day. It's like, then I started to feel no guilty at all. But in any case, so yes, youth exchanges can be so unpredictable. I got known it in the end of the after the youth exchanges. Yeah, because a lot of things, and there was also that I couldn't even imagine that in their hotel there was so a lot of stuff, because I was in my flat sleeping alone, you know. And there was another youth exchange also, one guy, as I understood, he liked me, but he said that I invited him to my home, but it wasn't true because I didn't invite him to my home, and some kind of stuff. And every time I faced these lies, and like, and this is why maybe my opinion about youth exchanges like this, I'm sorry about it, but you feel pressure if you refuse or don't do something that somebody wants from you. Then they will say something about you like that you did, and I don't like this stuff at all.
Wow, Samantha. Yeah, you are right. Because obviously in this kind of program, also, well, everyone have a, how can I say, a lack of attention, of lack of love, or this kind of thing. And sometimes you confuse the history or confuse the maybe the lovely that someone can be with you. So yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're free, you know, and people know you when you're free. For example, December youth exchange for me was very good. I mean, I had boyfriend and I said about it, and I felt that, yeah, I didn't have any pressure, and I felt this friendship, you know, relations between the group, and I felt very good. But other youth exchanges that were before my relationships, I felt very pressure, and this is why maybe I had not so good. Even it was nice from one side, but this point that I was just waiting when the youth exchange will be finished. But in December, I really enjoyed, I mean, because it was more about everybody were with everybody. And I really like it. But it was for me, I mean.
Every youth exchange, guys are crazy about you, Samantha.
No.
Yes, yes, it is.
No, in December, I said that I have a boyfriend.
But still, first day, they were just looking at your mouth, just as...
Yeah, but then I said that I have a boyfriend. But Nata, you had relationships in the December.
So what? First day, he loved you. First day, he liked you. And after that, I knew the girl who he liked. So
who liked me? No way.
Not too much, but yeah, like first. Oh. But I remember the funniest thing about this so romance and the youth exchange is that it was my first youth exchange when I was facilitator. Before this, I was like helper or facilitator of Roberto. But on December 1, I was a facilitator, and I remember that I had schedule, I had events to facilitate. But I was talking so much to my guy, just like we had 15 minutes break. and I talk to him and I would just swim in his eyes. And then like Roberto or someone just tells me, oh, break is over, do something. And I was like, no, I cannot.
It wasn't the right time for you to be felicitator.
No, at all.
I was thinking that you was facilitator in the summer also.
Co-facilitator.
Okay. Or do you have any spicy stories?
Your turn.
The confession.
I have a lot.
Confession.
Because I have to confess that before to start with this recording, I was checking all the photos and I was remember the face of the people and say, oh my God, this one was with this one. What happened between this one? Amazing. So for example, talking about this kind of people that at first falling in love with someone and then change. I remember that in one of the youth exchange that we had, for example, I remember that the participant discovered that in the hotel there are a jacuzzi. And the thing was that one night, I don't know if the second night, I think, 5 of them go to the jacuzzi, 3 guys and 2 girls. If you make counts, something no fits very well. So one of them finally go out from the jacuzzi. And the thing is that that boy that went out was falling in love with one of the girl that was mm-hmm. in the jacuzzi. But then changed the opinion and start to talk with another girl. And in the present, they are couple. They are together. And another thing is that one of the girl that has something special with another boy was overthinking about the real feeling of that boy. Because that boy, at night, started to say a lot of beautiful things and that girl and oh, you are the best, I love you so much, but then during the day talk with a lot of girl, with different girl. So the girl, for example, I remember that in the game that we have with the envelope and the gossip boss, for example, the girl that was interested in that boy take all the notes and start to compare the letter to see what he thought about the other girls, because she was like
kind of angry
with him, because it's like at night you say to me that I am the best, that you love me so much, and then during the day you talk with other girls so close, so lovely. So that girl didn't understand nothing. And I think that was a bit crazy. So how we can see the people in this kind of exchange, wow.
You
can
find... It's like a reality show.
Yeah, it's like a reality show for sure. Eh?
Yeah, but for volunteers who are here, it is so entertaining. So thank you. Carmen, I remember once there was a guy.
Oui.
And...
It's true.
And so I liked him a bit, and I think you also liked him a bit, I don't know, as friend or something, but he also paid his attention to both of us different time.
I know, I was thinking in another who. One moment, listening. Yeah. We need a break to know what person.
But I think as a friend.
No.
Oh, yeah, I think as a friend.
Yes, yes, but for him it was not French.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Nata. Now I remember completely this story. And was the same that I was thinking, because for me it was very shock. I didn't expect that someone could have a really deep feeling for me. It was something even a little... complicate, because that guy, that boy, sometimes start to crying, start to call me, to say, where are you? I want to see you. And I was like, oh. Because in the beginning, I start to talk with him like a friend, because I am not really interested in the boys, for me. And I think that the people can notice this, So for me, I started to talk with him like normal friends. We went to the jacuzzi again with this boy.
This jacuzzi is making magic.
And another colleague of Mustarhas. But I didn't expect that he wanted something else. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Carmen, if I made you tell this story if you wasn't going to.
No. I was thinking in the same. No problem.
Frankly speaking, this story touched me a bit because, so first day or maybe 2 days, I remember that I danced with him Hungarian dance, and this is always something which make you closer. And like, I understood that, so this is a person. Yes, that's a real person. Sometimes I don't see person in people, but so I understand that he's a real person, but I wasn't interested in him then. And like after I a bit like ignored him, and I remember that he started to pay a lot of attention to you, right? And after a few days of this exchange, I talked to him. So we spoke as friends, real friends. He was paying all his attention to you. But we spoke a bit as friends, and I understood that he's really cool. He's super clever and interesting. But now all his attention is yours. And he was even going to stay here as volunteer. And I was discussing it with my close friends from Belarus that such situation appeared at all. That, I don't know, for me it was a bit weird. But yeah, so this story came through me also.
Youth exchanges is just crazy.
Yes, and we had 6 this year, so we are too much.
Yeah, the first one was chilling. There were no stories, at least.
The first one?
I know, there was story.
The first ones, well, I have an outer note for here.
Yes.
And I am reading that one of the volunteers from Mustarhas has something with a Turkish girl.
Ah, yes.
So it was also interesting because I remember that one of the Italian, participants also, for example, meets a local people and they have something. So yeah, this guy in the youth chain also, the application and the local people play a very important role.
He went out of youth exchange.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember he told.
Because, for example, Tinder. I don't have Tinder, but here the people open Tinder in the youth chain and start to receive a lot of match.
Of course, it's like foreigns for them. It's so interesting, I think.
Yes, and from the first youth exchange, I remember one girl that she preferred to spend the night with boy that she meets through the application than spend the night with the college, maybe in the bar or in Mustarhas. Sometimes she disappeared and go to the...
Zena?
Yeah. Sometimes she disappeared and we said, where is? Where is? yeah.
So, I didn't know.
I think that Tinder has to make a collaboration with the
youth exchange. Yes, do you want forests? Like, the golden edition or something. I don't remember what they have there in Tinder. Yeah. I don't know if it was story with this Romanian guy. He paid attention to me and he gave me like presents and etc. But time, yeah. So we didn't do anything. But it was nice. I mean, at least it wasn't dirty.
I have to say that it's very nice. All the things that happened, well, also can happen bad things or difficult situation, but normally show love, be friendly with other are very nice and very cute. The people normally is very lovely and they give to you present and give to you a lot of
attention, talks, etc.
Yes.
Yeah, it can be also very nice because sometimes people, they don't do very active steps, but they just try to spend time with you, to talk and just, to do something sweet, etc. So sometimes the stories can be not dirty in youth exchanges, even without no stories sometimes.
can I say something? Can I? I am right now remember that one girl, if one of the chains, say to me that I was like the perfect. How can I say? Okay, she like a boys, and I am not really, and I am a girl. But that girl said to me that if I were a boy, I was like the perfect boy for her.
Wow, that's sweet.
The Turkish? Yes,
even.
Orange hair.
And I was totally shocked. Yeah, the face of Nata. We said of recording the name and the face of Nata. Yeah, you are right. For me, it was like, I can't believe this woman said to me something like that. Come on. But yeah, even she was make joke like, well, we can go to change your sex. Something like
that. Yeah, I remember there were a lot of jokes like this. This is why I was thinking maybe yes, maybe no, who knows?
No, nothing happened because always I have partners during these years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that only in 2 or 3 more I was single, but we didn't have youth exchange, so.
Mm-hmm.
But no problem. In any case, I have to say that I meet very, very nice people and I feel a lot of love for everyone, but I could respect my partner and was even that person take part also in the intercultural night, life with me, this experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect because we can talk about the gossip together.
Together. Yeah, of course. It's like if you have relationships during youth exchanges, it's, yeah, in any case, you need to respect and to be with your partner just to enjoy, as we discussed, the company, not about this love stuff, but just enjoy the friendship with other people.
Exactly.
And just observe the spicy things that are going.
Girls, do you want to discuss other stuff except youth exchanges, like terms in other universities or ESC or something like this? Because I know that two of our colleagues had relationships in the beginning of our ESC, and I really wonder what they could feel like because of this. I know some people even go for ESC because they just want to switch to find partners. I don't know. For me, it's a bit weird. But in any case, when you meet some person in this 1 year, you know that it will finish in 1 year, but you can enjoy still.
As I know, they both didn't search for something. So, and it's like they were in the beginning even not so close. They were not even friends. And then in one moment, they started to revent to Dallas and...
yeah, even this story about Mustard has is so funny because I have to confess that I thought that girl and boy... No, because I thought that the boy was interesting in another girl. And another girl... No. And that girl was interesting in that boy. But no, finally we had that another couple. When the same boy, but with another girl.
Yes, but I remember that his friend, he was feeling from the beginning that these two will be together. Because everybody was thinking about another girl, but his friend said, no, it's not like this. I see how is going on between them, because he just knew them better than others. This is why.
And also because this friend of this boy and this girl who everyone thought in the beginning... Because they all the time were speaking to each other in really funny manner. I really enjoyed their conversations. They were so funny. I remember that we expected, like, not today, then tomorrow they will start relationships.
But it wasn't true.
Yes, but it was so funny. It was almost for me.
Yeah, I also was thinking, but when I talked with a guy and we talked about his, like, he even didn't have thoughts about it.
It was very cute.
Yeah,
we had a couple
just,
here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also I want to say thank you to them, to both of them, because then the relationship finish, and I have to recognize that they try to make the best for not have problem with the working, for not have problem inside the organization, and they continue to be responsible. And when we were in group, everything was good. For me, they were people very mature, or at least they try.
They're still very good friends with each other, like they're continuing even after that. So
yeah, I didn't think of this, but actually it could be a problem. But as far as I know, they're still really close friends, so they talk easily to each other. But I didn't think what you mentioned, that yeah, actually it can be a big problem if you're a group of people and you work together and there appear some people who maybe hate each other or something like that.
Yeah, because you need to work together even if the relationships are finishing. And for example, if you're living in the city, at least you're not so connected. Maybe you can some kind not to be in the job, but when you are like sitting next to each other every day, it can be hard. Living, and you, the only option that can be to leave the project, you know, but it's good that they saved good feelings to each other and they just continued to be friends. And we all, like Mushtarha's group, we all together all the time, and we don't have like big conflicts between each other, and we are all together.
I hope so. Yeah, but it was a cute story. I remember my first day in Mushtarha's, I was in the main room and I saw a couple hugging in the kitchen. Yeah, it was cute.
And well, girls, I can talk about myself because right now I have a partner and my projects are going to finish in 1 month. It's a bit hard, for sure. But the thing is that we decide for now to continue with the relationship, and we will see what happens, because you never know. Maybe, for sure, to be far away is difficult, but if there are feelings, why not to try? And we can see what is happening, because maybe we can manage very well the vacation, and we can see maybe every 2 months or something like that. And today, with the WhatsApp, with the video call and this kind of thing, it could be more easy to continue close to that person. So at first, we are going to continue far away, and we will see. But I have to recognize that I didn't expect to meet someone else here, and someone else that is so, so good person. And also, I feel so glad, because also you know that person, and you can confirm that this very good person, and I think that for me this is the most important thing.
Yeah, so you combine very good, and just
it's perfect.
But I think I wanted to edit about relationships on distance. Actually, I have them now for more than half a year, and I think it can be like, if you would. Usually I didn't believe in it, but if you have some plan, maybe in the future, etc., and to visit, like airplanes can be very cheap, and just to manage it when you have a lot of stuff to do by yourself, you know, with your studies, job, just even when you meet after 1 month or 3 weeks, this feeling when you're meeting, it's one of the happiest moments that you can have, because you're living your life, but then you are waiting closer to your meeting that you will meet this person, and it's just amazing. Because if you have feelings, you will figure it out for sure. I believe in it.
But I just wanted to ask, when it was all just starting, did you already think that it will finish with the end of your ESC? What did you think of this, that, okay, in half a year, I will need to go home and maybe we should not start or something?
Yes, in the beginning I thought that we will finish with the end of the project, because also in the beginning maybe your feelings are not very deep.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you start to meet with that person. Also, I just finished my previous relationship. So I was in one moment that I was giving up the previous relationship and starting another one.
Mm, yeah, it's
so hard. For me, the beginning was like, we will see, go with the flow. That person is very nice, very interesting. I like this person. So in the beginning for me it was like, okay, step by step, little by little. And I for sure I thought that when the finish of the project we will break up. But then I could close my previous relationship and I start to open more to that person. And right now my feeling are more stronger, so I want to continue even in the even far away, even with the distance, and we will see what happens.
It's better to try than not to try.
Exactly. Because if in any case we are going to suffer,
yeah,
in any case.
Oh my God!
I mean, if the far away is complicated, if yeah. you have feeling, if you break up, you are going to
suffer,
have a good moment,
yeah.
And if you continue. And if not a good idea, also
yeah,
maybe
but it's better to try.
But it's better to try.
I think that it's better to try and not regret or to regret that you didn't do it. You know, at least you will see how it will be, because then it can be thought, oh, if we could try, how it will be, etc. So it's just to solve the problems when you have it. I know that just I'm spreading the phrases, motivational phrases, but yeah, I believe that it can be both of them, both of the partners trying and have the aim in the future how to be together.
Yeah, I totally agree. And frankly speaking, we found some article on the internet about this. It is called Tips for Erasmus Romances, really nice name, How to Make a Long-Distance Relationships Work. There were some ideas, so we'll go from one bullet point to another, mention it, and then say our opinion. Because, as Samantha mentioned, it can work if both partners work on this. And the first idea that this article suggests is communication. It says that words are the only thing that you two have to keep the relationships going, that it may be impossible to talk 24/7 because of different time zone or because you have other stuff to do. But the main idea here for me was to communicate assertively, which means to speak your emotions, because you cannot show your emotions by your body language, or also you cannot see the eyes of the person always, sometimes when you're just chatting without a video conversation. So to speak your emotions using words.
Yes, I totally agree. And also talking about communication, for example, I recommend talking more by phone or video call, even for 5 minutes, doesn't matter. But many times it is better than using WhatsApp, because, for example, by WhatsApp also you can confuse a lot of things. So the communication is important, and also it's important to choose a good way to make this, to have this communication.
Yeah, for example, the author of this article was speaking a lot about problems they had in the beginning of distant relationships, like misinterpreting messages, text messages. So if someone puts a dot in the end of the sentence, sometimes we get offended. Or when they use caps lock, we think that they are shouting at us.
Totally, yeah. It happened to me also, because we have the, I don't know why, but we usually make interpretation about everything. And this is another important thing, talking about communication, that for me, for example, I think it's better before to imagine or before to make a supposition as that person, because for sure that in our, a lot of problem we can create in our mind, but then the reality is totally different. And when you talk with your partner, probably you are going to understand and then you can feel better. But if you keep in your mind the problem, it could be bigger and bigger, and maybe it's really nothing. So it's very important to show emotion and also all the things that happen in your mind. Even if you want to ask about why did you write this like this, it's okay, no problem.
Yeah, I agree. I do this. I do this and it's totally okay. Because also in distant relationships, it is important to reassure your partner that he or she is loved and you care about them, because in real life, you can sometimes just hug or give a small present
But in distant relationships, you cannot. So you need to show your affection by some other ways.
Yes. Continue to talk about communication. I would like to say also that in my experience, for example, I don't mind if my partner takes a long time to answer me. But the thing that I really like is that when that person make an answer to me, he or she take the time and give to me the same love and attention that I gave to him or to her. Because sometimes happened to me that I send, for example, 15 or 20 messages talking about my day, about something that happened to me. Mm-hmm. And then that person maybe only respond one of them. And it's like, come on, I give to you a lot of information and you only answer to me little detail or something like that. Is when you are far away from your partner, this kind of thing are very important because it's one of the way to have to show their old love. So for me, it's not also important how many times I talk with my partner. It is most important how is the quality of this time.
Frankly speaking, I didn't think, but it makes a lot of sense for me as well. Like, okay, if you cannot answer when I asked you, it's fine, just I will wait. But when you answer, okay, yeah, I agree. One more thing that is mentioned in the article is that eye for an eye doesn't apply. And this means, so when you take revenge on something, what the author was describing for me at first was really stupid because, so your partner did something without any purpose, but you felt jealous, for example. Maybe they liked someone's story, or they danced with someone, or they took a picture with someone and shared it on social media. But then you don't tell that you feel uncomfortable and you feel jealous. Instead of this, you go and do something for them to feel jealous. It sounded really stupid. Do you think it happens in your relationships or life?
Not really. In my life, I think, yes, maybe even with friends in the high school or something like that. When you are more child, but no directly with my partner, but I know from another friends or family that this thing happened. And for me also doesn't make sense because sometimes you feel, for example, you can feel jealous, but it's not the fault of your partner. Maybe it's for something that you have. So are you thinking bad about your partner, but maybe your partner didn't have nothing with this intention? But later you yes, mm-hmm. because you make the picture with the bad intention, for example. So it's nothing good because then you are going to start in a toxic relationship and something that is good. And if you feel good in that moment when your partner in your relationship, why are you going to start with these kind of things?
So again, it's going back to communication. If you feel uncomfortable with something, say it directly. Don't show it to other ways. And frankly speaking, I thought that it's clear for me. But then when I finished this article, I understood that I do it sometimes in my distant relationships when he doesn't reply really fast because he's busy. But then I'm doing something and I see his message. But I'm thinking that, okay, he was too late, so I will also answer a bit later. It's so childish. But it happens.
Yeah, and the funny, well, not funny thing, but for me it's funny and also curious thing is that the only person that know that feelings or the intention that the thing that you are doing is you.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner didn't know nothing, so it doesn't make sense. The only person that are going to suffer is you, and your partner is totally far away of this thing, so. Nothing good for the relationship. And also I would like to say that in talking about the communication is very important not only use words, sino also in a long distance relationship you don't have a kiss, you can't touch that person. So for example, try to show your love with another strategy, like you can send a picture or a meme about something that that person like or something that can make that person laughing or something like that. And you can show the love in another way or, for example, send surprise gift at home, something like that.
Wow, I like these ideas. Yeah, it makes it more diverse because sometimes when every day the only thing you have is text chat and, okay, video calls, from week to week, it becomes a bit boring and you don't know how to show. Sometimes I just really lack words to express what I feel, and I feel that I'm not expressing it enough. So this is a good idea. A next point recommended by the author of the article is to keep yourself busy. I totally agree with that. You cannot wait for the message of your partner for really long. So find a job, find a hobby, and do something. Keep friendships and go out with your friends, because you cannot go out for the dates. But it doesn't mean that your life should be boring.
Yes, I think that our life is more than one person. If you want that your relationship work, I think that you have to understand that everyone has their life, even if they decide to share it together, accompany each other, but your life cannot be that person, because then you start to create many expectations, and you need a lot of attention and love for only that person, because if you focus in only in that person, it's like that person has to cover all your needs. And it's impossible that only someone can give to you all the things that you need in your life. So you have to create a different link, different relationship, and you have for sure to feel also useful, like in your personal level. If not, you are only focused in the relationship, and probably again you will enter into a toxic relationship.
Yeah, it is bad in like normal relationships when you're close to each other, but for long distance it will be really horrible. Actually, you were speaking about this and I understood that it is really right. I remember that. So my long distance relationship started when we were already far away from each other, so we met on Erasmus for sure, and then like after some time we communicated and the relationship started after. And I remember first like 1 or 2 weeks I was totally lost, and I was totally into this person, but he was saying me all the time, don't make me center of your life. I was saying that colleagues are going somewhere, but I don't want to, I want to chat with you. And he was like, no, don't make me the center of your life. You are going now with your colleagues, and tomorrow you are going there and there and do what you need. That was weird for me then, and a bit unpleasant, a bit weird, but after all, it really made sense.
That was a good person, I think.
Next bullet point of this article is beware of social media. And what about you, Carmen? For me, it was another one which I didn't understand why it's here. So the idea here is don't get offended for your partner liking someone else's stories, and don't misinterpret their social behavior in social media. But for me, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. For me, yes, we already know that sometimes if we make an interpretation about the social network, like, for example, that couple didn't put pictures together for a long time, so maybe they are break up or something like that. No? Like, is your partner don't show you in the network? It's like, maybe he or she don't really love me or something like that. And it's like, come on, for sure, no. Be careful, because also in the social network, we already know that everything can be a lie. Everything can be fake. So in the social media also, try not to publish a lot of things about your relationship. It's better to keep with you, I think. For sure, when you are falling in love, you want to share. But in my opinion, has more important the thing that you live in the present, and the thing that and it's better to focus in the real life that's in social media.
I will take your advice as well. It was probably for listeners, but I took it so much to my heart. And the last point, I think, from the author is the nicest one, is to plan together the next meeting and future adventures, because this is actually your opportunity to meet.
Yeah, for me, this point is total necessary and has a lot of sense for me, because I know that when you know that you will see your partner again soon, for sure the distance, the far away, it can be more close automatically. Like when you know that something are going to finish, you can feel better, or you can manage better. Also, it's important because the relationship doesn't matter if it's close or far away. It's not something that I told my life to my partner told the her or he or his life, I answer and the other person answer. No. You have to share moment, to share experience, to live something together, to create, memorize. Because this is the thing that different the relationship between another kind of relation. At least in my opinion.
I agree. And even if it may sound easy, I understand that for many situations it is difficult because of plane tickets and like money question. It's always like visas. It can be difficult, but the author of the article, I think he was American and his girlfriend is from Madrid, so they managed, and I hope that everyone who needs it can manage.
Yeah, and it's true that sometimes it could be very expensive to travel and to see each other, but maybe you can find to meet in the middle of the two country or the two city, and it could be better.
Thank you, girls. We discussed so different situations, short-term, long-term, Erasmus, AC, different cases of different stories of other people, of ours. This is all still echoing inside me, all of these feelings that we just shared. So thank you for stories you brought today.
Thank you, Nata. Thank you, Carmen, for your stories and for discussing this interesting topic.
It was quite sincere, I think. Yeah. To share.
Yeah, yeah. If you give to me a coffee, I can continue to talk for another 1 hour.
Yeah.
So we can continue this talk in a cafe or in a pub, but you, dear listeners, are not gonna are not gonna listen the continuation. So thank you for listening to us. It was Mushtar FM 89.6. You can listen to different topics in our Spotify or other podcast platforms or in FM radio in Yeriz Haza. Bye bye. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.